Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can go to Twitter right now and vote on our Drink Surfside poll of the day. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores and select grocery stores too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. How would you grade what Adam Peters did with the first round pick as Washington selected Josh Connerly Jr. from Oregon? Your choices are A, B, C, or lower.
What? By the way, I haven't even bothered to look at anyone's grades. What? Because you know they're always kind of funny. But what did people say with the Skins? What are like?
I've seen
probably an average of
like a B to a B plus.
I saw a couple A's. Saw some B minuses.
Uh-huh. I think Pete Prisco gave it a B minus.
I'll give you Bucky Brooks's right now.
This is what Pete Prisco said.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this.
All right, he said, he's a player I thought would go in the first round, and the Commanders need more help up front on their offensive line. They won't be forced to rush him if he's not ready, but he has the talent to develop into a quality player. Not flashy, but solid. He gave it a B minus, like he said.
All right, Bucky Brooks on NFL.com does not have a grade, but here was what he said about the selection. By trading for Laremy Tunsil, Washington has the luxury of selecting a young player who can sit and learn and eventually take over down the road. The best teams address needs before they become dire. Connerly has the size and athleticism to become a Pro Bowl caliber player. So he clearly likes him. He likes the selection.
So here I wanted to get into this before we move on. The way to explain sort of the way I think Adam Peters is, I feel like Adam Peters is like me when I go shopping somewhere. Okay, it's like I like to buy golf pants, like golf attire, right? Mm-hmm, I like
sure.
to do that.
Yeah,
I got a lot of golf pants, right?
Probably too many pairs.
Too many, probably too many khaki colored. Mm-hmm. A couple navies, a couple blacks. Yeah. I mean, really, how many pair of black golf pants do you need? It's kind of stupid.
Probably one or
but
two.
But when I go and I see $180 Peter Millar pants in a clearance rack for $20,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna pass it up. I'm going to buy those pants. And so I think that's what, and I might be looking for a vest that day.
But does it
I might need a vest more than I need pants, but when I see that $180 clearance rack, perfect condition, there's no flaws
see,
in the
that's
pants.
That's what I would be worried that, like,
there's
why,
no flaws.
Why have they gone from 180 to 20?
Because
there
somebody
has to be something wrong with them.
No, there's not.
Otherwise,
first of all,
they would be full price somewhere.
Okay, they are full price somewhere because I've been to the Peter Millar stores. They don't have discounts. But when they make too much,
mm-hmm.
and so then they go and they sell them for like say $40 or $50 at a discount place, and then when someone returns them, they go to $20 because they bought the wrong size.
Mm.
So Adam Peters
can't
Adam
turn
Peters
down a great deal.
Is like me shopping. He's gonna at this draft. We all need. He needs a golf vest. He needs a vest. But if he sees a silly pair of Johnny O shorts that all of a sudden are available to him, he's gonna get them. He's going to snatch him up because the value is too great.
Even though he needs
that's,
a vest.
He's me. He's me shopping. Yeah. I figured out Adam Peters.
Adam Peters is shirtless, and he needs a belt and socks. And he's buying a second.
No, he's like, he actually still dresses pretty well because his team just went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, he's
actually
looks
pretty good. But he's got the luxury of going in there and getting an extra pair of pants because they're such a good deal.
Hey, do you think he gets a wave when
exactly
he shops?
Exactly what's like, going on.
Okay. You think he gets a wave when he shops like you?
He might.
I understand
an anxiety wave.
I understand the comp, but he probably doesn't even know what a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls is.
That's
he's
fine.
So rich,
but
he would never step foot in one of those
places. My analogy
places.
Is spot on. Is that he might need literally like golf, like rain pants. He needs freaking rain pants. But he goes into golf them, and all of a sudden he sees a sweater vest that's silly, that's $140 off, and he just can't believe the value. And he's just going to go, you know what? I'm going to have to get my golf pants on my next trip. Because this trip around, I'm picking up that sweater vest, and I'm going to look silly on the first tee. That's what Adam Peters does when he drafts. That's why we can't say he's guaranteed to go edge rusher or corner.
Because we don't know what the deal's going to be the day.
We don't know what deal's going to be on that clearance rack. He's going clearance rack shopping is what he's doing.
I hope he just has a dirty swing and never plays golf, and all he cares about
I'm
is
telling you,
picking football
I
players.
I have him figured out.
That's all I hope
he
for.
He and I share the same brain. I'm convinced of it.
But I know this. I know that his brain roots against division opponents. Yours does not. Bring it back to that
I'm not convinced. I mean, he seems like such a mild-mannered guy.
Oh, he wishes Roseman would get amnesia and would forget how to draft football players.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
I think I got him figured out. I think I totally got him figured out.
Okay, you got him pegged.
Hey, don't bet the farm that they're going to draft some edge rusher just because we need one. Because if it's not the right value, he's not going to do. He's not like my wife will buy anything. Doesn't even look at the price. That's like what the Cowboys do. They just get anything. They don't care where they're ranked. They just draft a guy. We need a freaking punter. Boom.
That's because they have an insane old man running the franchise. That's what happens when you let
my
the
wife
owner
says, I just needed a
franchise.
New dress. Boom, bought a new dress. Didn't look at the price. He couldn't even tell you what the price was. My daughter needs shoes. Just bought way expensive shoes. No reason. They needed shoes. I would only get discount shoes.
Yeah, only shoes that are on sale.
Yeah, I would only
shoes that were made 3 years ago.
Yeah, whatever. You know, Adam Peters is like me. We share the same
brain. But maybe he disagrees with you. Maybe he feels like he does need the pants.
I think
he doesn't need the vest like you think he does. He needs the pants. That's why he went out and got Connerly.
All right.
And maybe he feels like...
I don't think anybody on the planet thinks that was their top need.
Well, I mean...
Well, I don't think...
All the other people...
We were like 28th in stats.
All the other people on the planet don't know the team like
I know this. He lost an important pair of pants when they walked to Dallas and signed with a division rival called Dante Fowler, his lead sack guy. So he might need a new pair of pants. To further the analogy.
Yeah, he's just not going to overpay for him.
Because he's not drafting a player in the first round not to start him. So he clearly thought, I need this guy. He's going to start for me.
I don't know that.
If we didn't need him, we wouldn't start him.
I disagree.
He's going to start.
Yeah. I recently bought an Ashworth jacket that I did not need.
Ashworth.
That's
Mark Calcavecchia.
Did you buy it off Fred Couples?
I haven't worn Ashworth in a long time. I used to.
It's beautiful. Great stuff.
Did you get that with a box of Balata balls?
Yeah. Listen.
Max outs.
I didn't need it. It was even a color I didn't need. But the value was so great.
Ashworth.
That I got it. It's true.
Well, did you spend $10 on that?
No, but I got a great deal on it. And it looks silly on me.
It may be Adam Peters. He got a hot dog at the turn and has a mustard stain on his pants and he needs to go get a new pair of pants.
It's very possible.
It's possible. But he might still wait and get better value later. I'm just telling you, I've learned he's a value guy. He's not by any stretch a need guy. It's not even close.
He's never paying sticker price.
He's not paying. He's like me.
He wants to haggle.
So
he
you're saying
not,
that you...
wants to barter you down.
I have no idea who's going to pick in second round if he stays in second round. I think they need an edge.
Yeah,
I think you think they need an edge.
100%.
But if he picks a corner,
yeah,
he might think he needs the corner more than the edge.
No, I disagree.
Not because it's just the value.
I think he's a value guy.
He's going off.
He's a value guy.
He's going off his board. Right. He's not straying from that board.
And that he
board
likes the board, right?
Is not ranked by need. That board is ranked by best player available. That's what he's doing. He's going in there and he's going, that is a silly Titleist hat. I need that. It's like $11. It's normally $45. I don't need another hat. I have 100 hats, but I'm getting that one, and it's going to look silly on me.
Well,
that's what he does.
Then he's got to wear it every day.
I'm telling you, I got him figured out.
He can't shake it up and he's switch it out.
No, because it makes no sense.
He's a value guy.
It makes no sense to wear the hat you bought last year and wear that instead of the one you're buying this year.
You break out the new one for a few days, and then you shake it up with the old hat just to mix it up.
Not with a left tackle. You're not playing that every few days. You're playing them every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a staple of your wardrobe.
Or not a left tackle, it'll be a right tackle. But
I just think I got them figured out.
So you're okay with buying another pair of black pants at 61 if it's the best thing in the store?
Listen, if he buys it, well,
we're doing BPA.
If it's the best value,
yeah. Listen, it's on a sliding scale. It's like I don't know how to articulate this, but it's like not. It's more based on value than it is need. But need is a factor, but you guys are thinking need like 90-10. He's thinking like 80-20.
Like just because a driver's on sale doesn't mean you're going to get it because you can't play with two drivers.
Right.
Here's what they need. The Eagles not to score 55 points in a game.
It's hard to score 55 too when we score every time.
Well, you didn't in the 23 points.
Right. Right, so we might score more because a good defense is a good offense. Okay,
right, but you probably would have scored more if you had a little better protection.
Exactly,
and which they addressed last night,
and that's what they did.
Well, that's my point. He felt he needed it.
Well, there's two different ways that you could cut an apple one way, you cut an orange one way.
All right, we're cutting
it different ways.
You and I are cutting the apple different ways.
Seeds visible, or will you hide?
There's only one way to cut an apple.
You don't have to. You could cut right on top of that seed thing.
Yeah.
There's different ways to cut it.
You could have slices, apple slices.
I mean, if you're a serial killer, you cut it across instead of this way.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have a normal brain, you cut it a certain way.
Right. I definitely have a different brain than you. All right, is that Cowboy Todd?
Todd Myers is Cowboy Todd.
It is, but I don't know what he's calling it about.
I'm always intrigued.
Is he calling about the Commanders pick?
He's got to be.
Hey, Cowboy, before you talk about the Commanders, did I respond quickly enough to your latest Caps text?
You did. You were on point. Even though you were at the game, you still texted me.
Thank you.
Which I loved.
All right, what's up, Cowboy?
So, I was listening to y'all earlier. Of course, I'm in the backdraft of down here in Montreal, so I'm kind of catching up. But I think they're either going to go DT, which Sanders from South Carolina, or I think they're going to go that Tuma Tagovailoa from Ohio State.
He's talking about edge rushers.
Oh, okay. So you think they're going to draft based on need. You're going completely against what I just preached for the last 20 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, I didn't pay no attention.
Well, don't you want
to
be generally opposite Cowboy Todd?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm in a good position.
Todd pays full price.
Yeah, right. You're a full price guy, aren't you, Todd?
Most likely. Most of the time, yes. Especially on vehicles.
Right. Right. All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, fellas.
All right. Anyway, I just think I got him figured out.
It seems like you've got a bead on him.
If you lock in on edge or corner, you're likely to be disappointed.
That was the funniest analogy I've ever.
I just think he's a value guy.
All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He will join us next. We'll talk Commanders draft and Caps Canadiens with him.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.